hurt by hypocrisy? Here's help. That's the topic of our devotional for the week. Thank you for joining us for Praying Pals. Take God's word for it. Come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those are the words of Jesus, and you can take his words to heart. Shonda Pierce knows the horrific pain of hypocrisy. She shares very openly about it on the radio, on TV, and at events. Her father, who abused her family, put on that church face every Sunday. In fact, he stood behind the pulpit and served as a pastor. To top it off, even in the midst of horrific abuse, Shonda heard the church women say to her something like, "Oh, you are so blessed to have a dad like yours." Yikes! You'd think that that would have turned her off of Christianity. But guess what? She's a Christian. Because being a Christian means following Christ, not people who say they're Christians but act otherwise. So let's take a moment and really open our hearts to the Lord and ask him to heal our hurting hearts, because sometimes we shelve things and think, oh, we'll deal with this later, and then we don't deal with it, and those hurts just sort of fester and get in the way with our relationships with God and other people. So first of all, just because hypocrites exist doesn't change the fact that Jesus remains Jesus. Yes, Jesus remains loving, faithful, true, and he never forsakes you. He never forsakes me. So to begin our series to help heal from hypocrisy wounds, here is the first of seven ways to get help from the Lord. Number one, God's love never changed with the person who changed on you. He still has plenty of true, loving believers around us, and those who really love the Lord will live out that love in word and deed. You see, true believers do love others. And in John 13:35, Jesus said, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." So we need to look to Jesus for an example. Look to him and see how he still loved Judas. Now that's a hard thing to swallow, I know that, but he still loved Judas. And he, when we receive him as our Savior and Lord, he lives in our hearts. And he can do the loving and the forgiving through us. Because it's impossible on a human level, that's for sure. So let's pray today. Let's just come clean before the Lord and just tell him how much we need him and his comfort and his healing. Sound good? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you never change on us. We thank you that just because somebody says that they're a Christian, and if they hurt us, it doesn't mean that you have changed on us. We thank you that you remain the same, that you love us beyond compare, that your promises remain true, and that we can trust you. You are so trustworthy and loving. And we right now open our hearts to you. We confess that we have allowed people to get in the way. And we ask that you would just mend up all those wounds in our hearts. Just let your love sink down deep. Just heal us in every area of our lives. Heal our hearts that we may then share your healing with others. And right now we ask that you, Lord Jesus, would help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us in the way of hypocrisy, and we just release them into your care. We ask that you would continue the healing process for us, and we thank you, Lord, that you remain good, that you remain the same. We repent of our sins, and we turn to you, and we look to you and think of the scripture, "Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces are not ashamed." And Lord, we claim that and know that you are with us, and we love you, and thank you that you are who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the prayer tip of the week is to simply continue this healing process, continue to pray, pour your heart out before the Lord, and also offer to pray with somebody who is hurting too, and just come before the Lord, and He remains faithful. He will come and minister to you. He always does, and I know that from experience. So have a bright, blessed week, and remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God bless you, and thanks again.